Good thing Ryan Bowers had that garlic. But what defense do you use against a mummy? Lisa and Ryan better find that secret passage soon.
Great idea coming to the basement, Ryan.
Sorry. Oh, P.U., he stinks.
I think I can distract him.
What should I do?
Use the lantern to find the secret passage. Over here, Mummy. That's it. Follow the princess. Hurry up, Ryan.
I'm trying.
It touched my hair. Ooh, cooties.
I can't find a door.
Please find something. Gross. Someone needs a breath mint.
There's nothing. Oh, I wonder what this rope does. Lisa! The rope opened a secret door. Look!
A little busy over here.
It's a train ride with a track and everything.
This is no time for fun and games.
I bet it leads outside. Hop in.
All right. Later, Mummy. What if he follows us?
You saw him. He can't run. He shuffles. Whoa, that was intense.
We're out front. Yes, and we just need to climb the gate and we're out of here.
I can't believe this is happening. At least my candy's okay.
I can't believe I let Mom talk me into taking you trick-or-treating.
You think this is my fault?
If it wasn't for you, I'd be at Becky Brown's party right now.
Lisa?
Yeah?
Big guy. 9 o'clock. Bolts in his neck. Stitches all over.
You're describing Frankenstein's monster.
I know. It is. I mean, run!
Will the surprises never end for Lisa and Ryan Bowers? It's definitely been a memorable, if frightening, Halloween night. Stay tuned for part 4 of Creepy Candy.